Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope that everyone is having a beautiful day on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. You know I can't do anything without you. Lord, I pray that you guide our steps. Watch over us and protect us and keep us, Lord. Keep our minds, Lord, that is stayed on you. Guide us, Lord, as only you can, Lord, because without you, we will surely wreck ourselves. Lord, we need you, Lord, like never before. This world is doing something that you prophesied that it would do, Lord, and we're in it, and we need your help in order to endure. Lord, I pray that you bless every heart and every mind that is listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we get started, I wanted to invite everyone that does not have a church home to my church on this Sunday. We are having Friends and Family Day. It is October the 26th at 10 a.m. And please come and join us. If you don't have a church home and you live in the San Diego County area, please join us at the City of Faith Family Worship Center, located at 6265 University Avenue, and that zip code is 92115. So hopefully we will see you there this Sunday at 10 a.m. Also, wanted to remind you again about our prayer walk on November the 8th. It's going to be at 10 a.m., walking for 1 hour. 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you are in the world, please join us for 1 hour. We are praying for our leadership, our government leadership, praying for families, praying for economic well-being, pray for the unity of the body of Christ. And so please join us in praying during that time, November 8th at 10 a.m. Awesome. Okay, so let's get started. We are up until the point of John chapter 7. And we are about 3 years into the ministry of Christ. From John chapter 1 through 6 is approximately three years time span. And during that time of Jesus' ministry, he has done several things. And he selected his disciples. He has been training them. They have been shadowing him, so to speak, in his ministry, watching what he is doing, watching his prayer life, watching his communication with God, watching him heal, watching him deliver, watching him teach. He's been teaching them, and he's also been teaching the masses. So he's performed miracles. He's cleansed and healed. He's fulfilled prophecy. He fulfilled some of the prophetic words from the Old Testament. His birth, his baptism, those are just a few of the things. And he's also prophesied about what was to come, even in his own life, his resurrection. His resurrection and his crucifixion, although they didn't understand it, but he talked about that. He's confronted things. He's confound the wise, the Pharisees and the Sadducees of that day, and their wisdom, and supposedly they know all the scriptures and all this, but they didn't believe him. So he's introduced his deity, he told them who he was, and he's walking out who he is. And then when we get to chapter 6, he introduces himself as the bread of life. Let's go over to John chapter 1 before we enter in chapter 7. And this is where we had started in the book of John for Jesus' sonship, when we began talking about Jesus, God as Son, Jesus being the Son of God in his humanity. And so John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Means it did not apprehend what the Word was. And we see that all through up until the point of John chapter 7, that people did not understand. They did not comprehend that Jesus was God. And we see that. And the Word became flesh in verse 14 of John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus begins his ministry. He is the Word. He is the bread of life, as in John chapter 6. But they still didn't understand. But do you remember when we went over to Matthew chapter 4? Let's go over there quickly. Matthew chapter 4. And Jesus says something there in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. When Satan came to tempt him, he said something to Satan after. Let's read verse 3 to get the context. It says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And Jesus says in chapter 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so he's saying, natural bread man does not live by, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we just read in John chapter 1 that Jesus was the Word. He was the bread of life. His body, as it is going to be crucified, we're going to see in later chapters, he said, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. They thought he was talking about something literal, but he was saying, you drink of my blood, you eat of my flesh, you will have eternal life. Now, as we get into John chapter 7, division starts to take place about who believes and who doesn't. Let's start reading at John chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, meaning Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. They sought to kill him. And after these things was in John chapter 6, when he talked about himself being the bread of life. And this is blasphemy, of course. This is a hard saying. They can't take it. But Peter says that, Lord, we believe. We believe. Where are we going to go? We believe that you have the words of eternal life. So after all these things, he walked in Galilee because the Jews sought to kill him. Verse 2. Now the Jews, Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand, and this was the feast of booths. It's also known as that. Verse 3. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. And this is his brethren as in his blood brethren. These are Mary's children. These are Mary's children, and they did not believe as well. We're going to stop right there. I know we're in the middle of a thought, but we're going to stop right there. We're going to continue tomorrow in John chapter 7. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you, and may his face shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.